Following the controversial removal of four old-growth redwood trees from a lower Redway residential property, a fifth tree has been saved by the Humboldt County Planning Commission, for now. A June 18th commission hearing ended with the commission unanimously voting to deny a tree removal permit to the property owner and permit applicant, Robert Scarlett. Citing a lack of evidence that the tree poses an imminent hazard, commissioners voted to deny the permit, but said an application can be resubmitted with better proof of the hazard claim. Otherwise, they sided with scores of public speakers who traveled to Eureka from southern Humboldt to urge the commission to spare the tree. Scarlett became an enemy of the community when he cut down four old-growth redwoods on his Oak Ridge Drive property early this year. He should have sought a permit from the county to do it, but instead got the go-ahead from CAL FIRE, as he was directed to do by the county's planning department. It was a flub, as an initial determination that CAL FIRE's authority superseded the county's was deemed wrong after controversy erupted. That sets the stage for the hearing that would decide the fate of the fifth tree. As noted by Tonya Farmer, Scarlett's attorney, the agendized staff recommendation was to approve the permit. As a CAL FIRE forester and two others, one contracted by Scarlett and another certified by the International Society of Arborists, or ISA, flagged several dangers. She said Scarlett would open himself to legal risk if he didn't act on that.
All of those independent reviews point in the same direction. The evidence before the committee establishes that the tree is within striking distance of residences, roadways, utilities, infrastructure, and public areas. Both the registered professional forester and the ISA certified arborist concluded the tree contains significant structural defects and presents a hazard. Under those circumstances, Mr. Scarlett faces potential civil liability if he fails to take reasonable steps to address the hazard condition on his property and if damages result. The question before the commission is not whether anyone values old growth redwoods. It is whether the property owner, faced with professional opinions identifying a hazardous tree, acted reasonably in seeking permission to remove it. And he did. The record demonstrates he did.
Senior planner Cliff Johnson highlighted those foresters' reports, but noted that three others from a registered professional forester and two ISA-certified arborists contest the hazard claims. The commission's skepticism about the hazard claims was evident early on, as commission chair Sarah West noted a lack of photographic evidence to support them. The Scarlett property is within a county-designated qualifying zone known as a Q zone, which sets area-specific standards and regulations. In this case, the cutting of old-growth trees is prohibited unless they pose imminent danger. A mass of public comment raised suspicions of profit motive. David Walsh, one of Scarlett's neighbors, noted a circumstance that has sparked a lot of suspicion, that Scarlett is a CAL FIRE employee. He said, quote, "The legality of the CAL FIRE employee writing an exemption for another CAL FIRE employee in a clearly protected area has not been resolved." Edersburg resident Amy Gustin said, quote, "The tree and the trees that were cut were priceless and are priceless, but dead trees are worth a lot of money, and I'd like to just remind everybody that people can be swayed by money." Tom Hiller, who owns a home in the Q Zone, described himself as a property rights advocate, but he said property rights have limits and compared the tree removals to robbery.
"Not all property comes with the same bundle of rights. These properties have an ordinance that restricts the cutting of these redwood trees. So that is not a private property right that exists on these particular parcels. So let's have a little bit of fun. I'm going to use an analogy that kind of describes how we got where we are right now. In the dead of winter, the applicant snuck into the bank. The guards at the bank were asleep. He grabbed four big bags of cash and walked out of the bank because nobody was there to stop it. Now, in the light of springtime, the guards are awake. They know what they're supposed to be doing, and yet the applicant is asking that he be allowed to go back in the bank and grab that one last bag of cash.
Several registered professional foresters criticized the report supporting the hazard claims, including Patrick Mulligan, who said the CAL FIRE forester is, quote, a biased co-worker of Scarlett who was involved with Scarlett before the purchase and who schemed with him to, quote, profit from harvesting the old growth. Other speakers described the tree cutting as a, quote, illegal and unethical situation, questioned the lack of photos, and implored the commission to, quote, look into your hearts and be on the right side of history. Returning to the podium, this time with Scarlett, Farmer disputed the accusations and said he's acted responsibly. Scarlett explained why he bought the property, saying, quote, I acquired this property for my mother. I acquired this property because she is aging and I currently live across the street. And, quote, I bought it for her so she could live there. He added that falling limbs have crushed vehicles in the past and caused roof damage. But Commissioner Noah Levy said, quote, at most what would have been justified is to strategically remove certain limbs that could put your house at risk. And he added the evidence of threat is, quote, very thin. Other commissioners agreed. Commissioner Peggy O'Neill summed up the stakes involved in considering the removal of a 350-year-old plus redwood.
We're not talking about an apple tree. We're talking about an old growth redwood tree. And I think the burden of proof that it's a danger needs to be pretty high before we agree to take it down, because it's something that's been here long before all of us and will be here probably longer than all of us. There should be a much higher burden of proof. And, you know, I went and hired somebody and they said, it's a risk. And I've already cut down several already because I thought, you know, the limbs were a risk. It's just not high enough proof for me to say, yeah, go ahead and take it. That's how I feel. I just feel like a higher responsibility that we have to make sure that we make the right decision. And based on what we've been presented, I don't feel like that evidence is high enough yet. And if it changes, that tree starts looking like it's coming down, and, you know, then the circumstances change. But right now, it doesn't look like it is. And I'm sorry that the other trees went down.
Commissioner Lorna McFarlane agreed and made a motion to deny the permit, quote, based on the lack of ability to find the tree passes the test of imminent hazard. Commissioner Ivor Skavdal said he's concerned about liability, but after discussion on the possibility of Scarlett reapplying with more thorough evidence, he changed his mind. The commission's vote to deny the permit was unanimous. Scarlett has another county process option to pursue the tree removal, as he can appeal the denial to the Board of Supervisors. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.